There's one team in the NFL doing things a little bit different than everybody else. It's Front Office Friday, and we're going to talk about the Rams, their philosophy, and what these two deals with Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp do for their team going into 2022. This is Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Locked On NFL Draft Show. I'm your host, former NFL and NFL defensive back, Eric Crocker. And of course, as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ryan Tracy. He's at Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter, and I'm at Eric underscore Crocker. We want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. And got some good stuff for y'all today, man. I definitely want to talk a little bit about the Rams philosophy. And I was actually on Twitter in the Spaces thing, and this came up, you know, what they're doing, what their philosophy is. Is it the right way to do things? Will other people start to kind of try to follow suit, other organizations? All right, and how does that help or hurt a draft class or the importance that it puts on guys that are drafted later? But first, I just want to hear your perception on what exactly it is that the Rams are doing.
I love that Les Snead has embraced it, but let's be honest. It's not just F them picks. That's not the whole thing. I like that you said before, it's like, what are they doing now? For me, this is what are we doing right now philosophy. This is the immediacy of having Aaron Donald that can threaten to retire because he's played long enough that that's within the realm of possibility, right? It was never really a possibility, everyone. But like, you could throw that out. You traded for an aging quarterback. You can throw that out. Like, you have money built into your corner position, Jalen Ramsey, who's only getting older as well, right? So for me, this all boils down to, it's the most effective way for us to win right now. And that comes down to these moves that they make. Guys that move the ball or stop the ball, that throw the ball or stop the guy that throws the ball. That's really what this comes down to. Everything else is just the fly-by-night attitude that we're not going to go to the Senior Bowl. We don't care about the comm anymore. We just need the numbers, which, by the way, Les, call me because I got stuff for you. It's really just like cutting it down to the bone. What do you have to have and throw everything else away is kind of the way that I perceive this philosophy.
This is a team that I believe they haven't had a first-round pick since Jared Goff. So, you know, for us, who, you know, we talk about the draft. I mean, when's the last time we've been able to talk about a first-round pick for the Los Angeles Rams? And those picks have gone to players like, one, first, Jared Goff, which they traded up to get him, but Jalen Ramsey, Brandon Cooks, Matthew Stafford. And in those last two cases, or at least with Matthew Stafford and Jalen Ramsey, we're talking about multiple first-round picks. So How simple of a decision do you think it is to just say, you know what, like, yeah, we are going to go with the thing that's going to win right now when everyone else is trying to get more draft capital?
For me, the way that I see it is it's a reaction to what you thought you had. You had a really good run with Goff initially, right? But I think what you found is that you topped out. And especially at that position, if you top out and you haven't won, you're not going to. So it's, hey, we have other investments. How do we back off a little bit, retool, and do what we have to do, focus on the things that can get us this last championship? And it worked, right? So what did they do? They reinvested in quarterback, a different one, guy with more experience, a guy that could actually change things that they've done, as well as adapting to it. They're investing now in the defensive line, the best defensive player in there. And it doesn't matter to me that he's a tackle. It's about the pressure and the sacks that he produces. And so you can put him up against any edge rusher in this league. That makes sense. There's another pillar. You put money in Jalen Ramsey, another one of the four major positions, right, of edge, tackle, quarterback, and corner, right? So you're putting it in what are some of the classic spots to really reap the benefits of what are the premier positions that affect the game. That's what stands out to me. It's like, it's a new way to do the old school thing, in my opinion.
Right. And you see how they're building it. And I think they're doing a terrific job. I think the most important thing, if you are going to go about things this way, which, you know, we talked about other teams maybe trying to follow suit, trade away early, you know, draft capitals, you got to hit on the quarterback position. Because I think that's what's kind of carrying this whole thing. When you have a guy like, Matthew Stafford, who's able to, you know, regardless of who you might lose in the process, and we'll get into more of that, kind of the roster construction when you're doing things the way they're doing. But the quarterback position has to be right. And you talked about with Jared Goff and him not really getting that team over the hump. But they kind of maxed out, as you said, in the sense of just, okay, well, we don't have draft capital because we continue to trade that away. We have a loaded roster of veterans that are ready to win right now. Man, I just don't think we're good enough to win right now with Jared Goff. But the thing that helped out most was the quarterback that they landed. So if other teams have the bright idea to say, you know what, we're going to go and we're going to do what the Rams did. How many teams can realistically do this with the quarterback that they currently have in place?
It's tough, you know, and it's also about the resurgence of the older quarterback. Matt Stafford's 34 years old. Like, you don't see trades for guys that age that often. Like, and now, could Matt Ryan be something that does something similar? I mean, you didn't give up the capital for him because he's coming off of a couple of tough seasons, but another older guy that maybe you can just say he's got it locked down enough. If we do everything else around him, maybe that could help him. So the Colts are, or maybe an option, right? I don't think, and you'd know better than me, I don't think that Garoppolo going somewhere gives you that same kind of oomph. I don't think he gets it over the hump for you. But there is a couple of other ideas that teams could try to do this. But it becomes about what you spend elsewhere to help your quarterback in order to get to that position. And honestly, about the deals that you can get done, because you can't go into this one toe in the water. This is all in or nothing. You're pushing your chips into the center and calling this guy's bluff no matter what. It doesn't matter what you think. You just have to go for it. And it may lead to some franchises crumbling at some point. Like, I don't know how long this is going to go, with especially these three guys. And we're going to talk about the Donald contract here coming up and then the Cup contract and what it means. But those guys, on top of Jalen Ramsey and on top of Stafford, like, it can't be sustainable long is my thought. That's going to be the real challenge, in my opinion.
That's the thing we're going to have to continue to keep an eye on. And yeah, we're going to talk about the ramifications of signing an Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp. But first, we want to talk to you a little bit about Bet Online and how BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your sports betting stats and information. Find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball finals that are going on right now. Warriors, they're down 2-1. Do you think they'll climb out this hole? Your odds might be in your favor right now financially. All right, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals are going on right now. Major League Baseball, and of course, the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC to boxing. BetOnline is your continued source of all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head over right now to the website today, or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action going on at BetOnline, where the game starts. We want to thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen of the day. And we have a favor that we need from you. All right, we need to ask you to help with something that we did. We put together this survey so we can learn more about the listeners and what you like and your favorite things about the Locked On podcast. Even better, this is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about the Locked On podcast. Go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. You know, it won't take very long. And everyone that completes this survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take our audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Thank you for your help. We started to talk about this, but there's two massive contracts that have been given out to the Rams. Aaron Donald, I mean, he extended his amount of money. And first, I have to ask you, did you think there was ever a chance he was going to retire?
No. No, God, no. I mean, did you see him slow down at all? No, and neither did any guard in the league. So there's no way in hell that wasn't in the card.
I guess, and we kind of heard the rumors right after the Super Bowl when they were talking about Aaron Donald potentially retiring and whatnot. And then, you know, kind of fast forward, you start hearing, well, if they don't give him more money, he's going to retire. I'm like, typically if guys are going to retire, they're just going to retire. Like, I don't think there's like an amount of money for someone that has a ton of money. That's just, okay, I need this amount of money or I'm done. Like, nah, like, if you love playing and your heart's still in it, you're probably going to play. Like, you think of Tom Brady right now. I don't think Tom Brady's playing for the money. I think Tom Brady's playing because, like, he still feels like he can play at a high level. And Aaron Donald, he's still playing at probably the highest level in the NFL. But anyways, Aaron Donald, significant contract extension. reworking his contract. Cooper Kupp, he's now one of the highest paid receivers in the league. And he is a guy that was just a Triple Crown winner. Most touchdowns, most yards, most receptions in the NFL. Something, man, I can't remember the last time that was done. I'm pretty sure it's happened, but I don't know when. All right, so we're talking about somebody who definitely had a significant season. But what ramifications do their contracts put on the rest of their roster in the terms of building? Because that's what this whole conversation is about, roster building. And when you pay guys this amount of money, as well as everyone else, you talked about the Jalen Ramseys and some of these other guys. I have their cap hits right here up. So, I mean, Jalen Ramsey's making over $23 million a year. You know, Tyler Higbee, he's making over $8 million. You know, there is kind of a big drop-off once you get past kind of their big-name guys, which there are Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford. After that, it falls down below $10 million for their cap number. So when you look at what they've done with their big guys and kind of taking care of that, what ramifications do you think that puts on the rest of the roster?
Well, I think we see it too. And this is an evolution, right? Because they had some guys under contract. But when you look at Donald in particular, they started on the defensive side of the ball. We'll talk about offense in the next segment, guys. Right now, Donald eating that up. They already had A'shaun Robinson on the payroll. So that didn't change. You know, what's he, 9.5 against the cap, right? But when you look down the rest of the list, Leonard Floyd's at 8. So you have an edge that you're trying to pay. You have the other tackle that you're trying to pay. But you look at the rest of the defense. I can't count. Bobby Wagner, of all people, is making 2.5 against the cap this year. That's the difference, is you have your absolute superstars, or in the case of Robinson, the guy that already was on the books that you can't really do a whole lot about in terms like reworking his contract, whatever. You have Ramsey and you have Donald. Now everybody else has to take a cut. Everybody else has to be on rookie contracts or really low second contracts, which means it's somebody else's throwaway or it's somebody else's missed opportunity in the draft. And that puts more pressure on what they do in the draft, not necessarily to always hit, because when you look at what they did, started with Logan Bruss in the third round this year, right? He's a guy that I actually had a little bit lower than that, but I did have him draftable when a lot of folks didn't. They went back with Durant, the South Carolina State CB, Kyron Williams they got in the fifth, Quentin Lake they got in the sixth, Darian Kendrick, some guys that had some significant competition, even A.J. or Curry, who played at Michigan State, who I actually had right next to Bruss in terms of their rankings, right? So those guys have to hit. It puts more pressure on making correct decisions, even if they're lower in the draft.
Yeah, I see guys like, you know, you look at Dakobe Durant. And when you look at the rest of their roster, even like, you know, their depth chart and kind of how it lays out right now, you're going to have to hit on these players on defense. Because there's not much. When you have so many guys kind of taking up a bulk of your, you know, percentage of your roster, that puts so much more importance on these other guys. So taking a look right now at the Rams depth chart that I'm pulling up, I bet at the cornerback position, they're probably a little slim. So I'm pulling it up right now and look at the cornerback position. Troy Hill, Robert Rochelle, who they drafted, last year, I believe, out of UCA.
Yeah, big athlete.
I mean, there's not much in the sense of, like, what we know, what we're getting out of. I mean, aside from Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey, I mean, they've been utilizing him a lot in the nickel. So when you look at a guy like Dakobe Durant, who they use the draft capital on, like, they need him to work.
Yep.
They need him to really pan out. There are other guys, and we'll see David Long Jr. I mean, and that, you know, David Long, when he was coming out of Michigan, like, okay, solid corner. But now, again, it just puts so much importance for these guys to really pan out, because you don't have the money to put a corner opposite Jalen Ramsey. And when people think about this philosophy and them really being able to, you know, oh, man, how they have all this money, how they're paying all these guys, when you start to look at some of the depth that they have there or lack thereof, and not every team has a ton of depth, so I'm not saying like that, but just in the sense of the guys that they have to count on to really work out and be a key pivotal part of this thing, that's where there's a lot of pressure on the guys that are draft picks.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, too, with Ramsey playing more in the nickel, I think it puts more emphasis on the safeties to cover up the outside corners, right? So you have investment in Jordan Fuller there. You have Nick Scott there. He was, what, 19? You brought in Taylor Rapp. You just drafted Quentin Lake, who I think was one of the better value picks of day three. Like, I thought he was a caliber guy who could start in this league. Maybe not right away, but he's going to be in there. So now you have to put that pressure on these young guys at the safety position to cover over the top because your corners are a little more susceptible, especially if Ramsey's in at the nickel. So you not only have to hit, but you got to hit on multiple positions, not just the one that you rolled the dice on one big contract.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the defense, but when we get back, all right, we're going to talk a little bit more about the offense and some of the cap ramifications and guys that they really need to pan out. Keep it locked right here. You look at the offense, and right away, I mean, you know who the big dog is, and that's Matthew Stafford. And he's done a tremendous job. You talked about his age, 34 years old. But just led them to a Super Bowl victory. And everyone else that they have, I mean, they're going to need that guard that they just drafted third round to really work out.
Started right now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what – so when you look at Matthew Stafford and maybe his importance of this team, and then it kind of trickles down, you have other guys. Obviously, they just paid Cooper Kupp a ton of money. You have guys like Van Jefferson. What happens with Tutu Atwell? What happens with guys like Brandon Powell? You know, what are they expecting out of some of those guys? You know, the offensive line, they're losing their left tackle that they've had there. So, yeah, Whitworth, and you lose him, that puts a little bit more importance on some of these other guys. So how do you think the trickle-down effect of paying Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, and investing that much money into a roster, even Higbee, investing so much money in some of these guys, what's the trickle-down effect of that?
Higbee's the one that really stands out to me because what do you got Robinson for? 4.3. And by the way, did you realize that Allen Robinson and Cooper Kupp are the same age, 29 years old? Because I didn't.
Wild.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
It feels like Allen Robinson's been in the league way longer.
Right? I think that the guy that I think is their safety net that actually helps this work at the wide receiver position is Van Jefferson. Because he's going to be a starter for you. You're going to run 11 personnel. And I'm counting 11 personnel as everybody's starting package, basically. He's going to get reps. And I think you feel good about that. But then Tutu's on the line at 148 pounds or whatever the heck he weighs. Like this, it's you get hurt. You're risking longevity here by not having the volume for injuries, right? Higbee's the one that's big. $8 million over Allen. Allen Robinson has a gripe there, I think. But the thing is, if Higbee gets hurt or Higbee doesn't produce, you got to jettison that contract as soon as possible because he's the outlier. They paid Havenstein, nine and a half, something like that. He's the next biggest expenditure on the offensive side of the ball, and he's the last of them. That's it. So they're really only talking about, what, five guys that are warranting multi-million dollar contracts on at least APY? Those have to hit. And so Higbee might be the guy that if he doesn't hit right away, that they're just going to go and get more bodies to throw at the tight end spot.
I think the big question is now, how long can they sustain this? And I think there's a lot of people that think, oh, this is you can't do that. It's not sustainable. You know, giving up the high draft capital, it won't work for that long. But they've been using this philosophy for a little bit now. Again, I talked about them not having a first-round pick since Jared Goff. Right. So, and they haven't had a losing season since his second year in the NFL, I believe it was. That's when Sean McVay showed up. So how much longer can they ride this wave?
That's the hard part. And for me, I think that is going to be short-lived because look at the ages, right? Donald, 31. Ramsey's 28. Kupp, 29. Stafford, 34. So like all these big contracts you have given out, they're all the guys that are either on the cusp of 30 or over it. Yeah. So no matter how much you like their game, you can't see it lasting that much longer. Floyd is, what, 30? Higbee, 29. So it's all at the upper end. And so as soon as production falls, you got to cut bait and start over. And unfortunately, if more than two or three of these guys decide to hang it up or they run out of steam in their career all at the same time, you're in a deep world of hurt. And then you're talking about making more big moves and giving up more number ones. So can you keep bouncing the checkerboard forward? Maybe. I don't know.
Or just keep trading more draft capital for right? Big name guys that can come in and help you.
Never pick in the first round again.
This is going to be a fun exercise to kind of see, you know, continue to watch the Rams and what happens with this and how long they can let this play out. We're going to come back next Friday and talk about another team and kind of what they're going on, got going on, because there are other teams that have some serious kind of cap situations, but younger teams that you're not even expecting this from. The Jets. We're going to talk about the Jets next Friday. We thank you today for making us your first listen of the day. For your second and third listen of the day, you got Locked On 49ers with myself and Brad Peacock. You got Locked On Chiefs with my guy Ryan Tracy and all the other Locked On podcasts across this platform. But that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see y'all Monday. Peace.